this is an exciting time, I think, for your family, as three of you are getting in the Hall of Fame. And how did it feel when you were told that you were going to get in?
An extraordinary feeling. I never believed it ever happened. And I'm so excited and whatever. I'm just honored to be here amongst the most elite paddles in the world to be part of it.
Now, you've done the General Clinton over 30 times, and you have a goal to do it. I'm not sure how many times, but I know there's a goal relating to your grandchildren.
Oh, absolutely. I'm 73 years of age now. I feel like I did when I was 30, 35. I want to do it with one of my grandsons when I'm 80.
That would be awesome. And when you were 80, how many would that be?
Well, I got, this will be 31 now, so seven,
be 38, okay. So, what about your must bring back memories also of your brother who passed?
Oh, Andy, the most memorable things I did with Andy, and I'll tell on my speech when I give the introduction to Hall of Fame, when he did his 20th time, in Oneonta, fell out of the boat. We were 8 minutes in the lead in our class, but they finished it. We repaired the boat and up and work and finish it because it was his 20th time. And Andy, most remarkable thing with him was is when I did my 20th, he pulled his shoulder blade out of joint in Oneonta and continued to paddle to Bainbridge 3 hours and something with the shoulder blade out of joint.
Just to make sure you got your 20th.
Exactly. And it's incredible. The man had tolerance of pain like you would not believe.
Now, both Andy and Jim were the first to cross in the very first General Clinton.
No, absolutely. They were the first two General Clintons that crossed the first line. And they came in second the first year and then won the second year.
And how did everybody get involved in canoeing, even before this race began?
My father was the inspiration to start out with. We were in a boat club, and we liked boating and canoeing. So my father was gives a donation to the park to help it out with the General Clinton. Heard it was going to go, and my brothers jumped in to ride a canoe and just did it. And it's been going on ever since. It's a family tradition.
Well, I think, I'm not sure if I'm correct, but I think the Lefevre family has the most finishes for a family?
I don't think so 100%. I think the Shavers have come very close to the same amount we ever, if not more. It's very close. 60-some in both of us.
And a great thing, too, I like seeing is the donated canoe that crossed that finish line the first time from your family.
Oh, absolutely. That's very good. Very good, yeah.
It's something everybody should see in the Regatta Museum as well as here at the Regatta Grounds. Well deserved. We wish you the best of luck in your race on Monday and the best of luck with your grandchild in the future when you're 80.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And I want to compliment your radio station for what you guys do to cover this race. It's phenomenal. It's the greatest thing going. Recognize a local thing that the community here. So you guys need to be commanded to.
Thank you very much.